So to apply what we did, the chordal embellishments, there's three ways you could do it. One, just take an open chord like C, do it in real time, and just start messing around with the... So do it with me, right? So just start strumming a C, just like you were in the song. And then look at the chart and just start embellishing. Good. Good. And I suppose the other element that I didn't really tell you is, you know, try and make the melodic line have some kind of relationship to itself. It doesn't have to be, you know, the killer guitar. It's not as much pressure on the phrasing as it is when you do single note lines, but have them tell some kind of tale, you know, if you can. With rhythm, good rhythm. Try a little bit, because I don't know how else to say it other than that. 2, 3, go. Good. And then remember that one of them is finger. You could take finger two and do
middle strings. Oh yeah, that was it.
Good. So that's the first way to do it. You can do it within the context of your open chords. Second way to do it, record yourself playing the chords, or get some kind of backing track, or get a bass loop like I just did, or do something, and then experiment over the top of it. You know, you can easily generate, type in C and band in a box or something, right? And it has ding, ding, and then go, you know, to a different shape, or go, in this case, if you're doing C, you want to embellish on the C shape and you're in the key of C, but you don't want to do open strings, just go up 12 frets, you know. So you give me a C chord, and I'll, like, 1, 2, 3. It sounds like the Rolling Stones. Baby, can't. Whoops, I'm sorry about the tuning. All that stuff comes from the Cates, all those licks and everything. You know, because I'm thinking C shape and everything related to it, and then I'm thinking G. So I hope this is, I'm kind of repeating myself, but that's the second way to do it, is to record a backing track or have a backing track. Third way to do it is just keep the song in your head and then just do it rhythmically. You could do it either to a metronome, or just keep the song in your head and keep the form of it. You know? So that's a lot. It's a tall order right there. It seems like a lot of work. You know, just remember, it took you a while to learn the five pentatonic shapes initially. Say, I don't remember how long it took you. Let's say if it took you 3 months, right? But now you have those for the rest of your life, and the same thing with these. So what if it takes you a whole month to learn the embellishments in the C shape? You know, you'll after 5 months, you'll have these for the rest of your life. And when you do going one step further, just planting the seed in your mind, when you do A minor, an A minor E shape is very much related to a C major G shape, without making you nuts. And so all the embellishments will be in the same places, just as the pentatonic scale is in the same places. So when you learn the minors, it's not going to be anything new. So give me an A minor, and I'm going to be around the 5th fret and doing all the embellishments we just did. Okay. 2, 3, 4. goes back to a little bit of it is it has to do with double stops, which I suggest you listen to again. It's under the presentation called Embellishments to the Pentatonics, and it's the very last one. So we've been kind of building up to it. I haven't been meaning to ignore it, but when you play more than one string and have scale tones embellished upon it, that's really what you're doing is double stops. So this is kind of what this is all about. And when you have three strings, it's called a chord. Any three notes is called a chord. Any two notes is called a double stop. It's just a technical difference.
Yeah.
Make sense? So let me clarify. I mean, if you have three weird notes, it might be hard to come up with the name of the chord, but it's a lot easier when the three notes line up as a triad. But technically, the definition of a chord is any three or more notes.
Okay.
Any two notes is not technically a chord. It's called a dyad, which is...
Mm-hmm.
So go back and listen to the double stop thing. That'll help as well.